Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Burr, the Golf Channel, with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ryan, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. We were just talking about, Charles Barkley suggested that golfers should wear, should kind of have the way more Phil Mickelson than Tiger, but the little back and forth between the announcer and the player. You know, as someone like me, and, you know, my partner is a bigger golf guy than I am. I'm more of a casual observer of golf. I would definitely find it more – that would increase my interest if the players were in communication with the broadcasters and we had a little more of that. Do you think we might – not necessarily every tournament. Do you think we might see that here and there?
So I think what you could definitely see is players can be interviewed during the round. Meaning a walker with a microphone could come up and they could stop and do three questions, and then that would be that. As far as it being connected to the broadcast where they could go in and out and that kind, you could call a player, no chance. The reality is there are some players that even if they had a mic on, and even in this outlandish match that we saw Sunday with Tiger, I mean, he didn't even speak for the last hour of the show, right. And that was a made-for-television event. You got to understand. I mean, what would be interesting would be you'd get a lot of the caddy player conversations, which would be interesting at home. But the idea that guys are hamming it up out there in a competition is that's zero chance.
If you could pick the golfers to play with Tiger and Phil again for the match three, who would you pick in terms of amateurs?
I think the obvious choice would be, especially coming off the Last Dance, would be like Jordan and Steph Curry. Yeah. Both are golf, they're superstars. One of the reasons that rating was so high, obviously, guys, is because the star power. I mean, you couldn't take it's Brady, it's Manning, it's Tiger, it's Phil. They're four icons in our sports vocabulary, and whether you're a golf fan or a sports fan or just a pop culture fan, you know those. They fall under the umbrella when you turn your channel and you see those guys, you stop and see what the heck's going on. And certainly that translated outside of the regular just golf fan tuning in to watch golf as much as they wanted to see. The NFL's still king, and you had two of the greatest ever that were – in spots that you've really never seen them before. So I think there was a curiosity there. But, you just need star power. And Jordan and Steph Curry, to me, LeBron doesn't play golf. But Jordan and Steph Curry with Tiger and Phil, I think would be – people would be pretty interested.
Ryan, when you look at how Tiger played the other day, how much can you read from that to what he might look like the rest of the season?
I can read that he's one of the best players in the world, period. End of conversation. Now, I will say this, guys. He's had 3 months off. And if you go and look at Tiger's latest comeback, him being rested and healthy has resulted in him being arguably the best player in the world again. So how many times will you get Tiger in this kind of perfect storm of being rested and healthy? Well, obviously, when he comes back and plays, and then I think it may let him know that he really needs to choose, which is bad for us because he's not going to play as much. But I think it will also mean when he does play, he's going to have a great chance to win every time.
We're talking with Ryan Burr from the Golf Channel, and in case you missed it, the premiere of Tiger Slam this past Sunday night, Golf Channel will be re-airing the one-hour film tonight at 8, 9, and 10. The film chronicles Tiger Woods' unprecedented feat of winning all four major championships in succession over a 10-month stretch between June of 2000 and April of 2001. Ryan, what should fans that are going to watch tonight expect from that?
Listen, you know, sometimes I think we forget because it's 10 years ago. It's, excuse me, 20 years ago. Tiger was the biggest athlete in the world, any sport. Now, you live in Cleveland. I mean, can you imagine that there's a time where someone was bigger than LeBron?
Hard to believe.
There was. It was Tiger in 2000. Anything he looked at, he won, and he was the Beatles. He was Jordan. He was everything. And I think this takes us back, especially because it was so long ago, and reminds us just how big and how big of an icon. I mean, he obviously still is, but in that age, the young, handsome, athletic guy that, you know, you think about Tiger, no celebrated like that in the game of golf before. You make a putt, you go crazy, and you try to rile up the fans. I mean, it was just, he looked different, he sounded different, he played different, and this documentary does a great job of just reminding us how absurdly good and popular he was 20 years ago.
How do you think the change of the schedule affects players? Players like Tiger, players like Phil, the best players in the world, certainly having the Masters push back, which is my favorite event of the year. It's a tradition unlike any other, as Jim Nantz would say. And now it's going to be later in the season. What's that?
A tradition unlike any other except for this year.
That's right.
Except for this year. That's right. Thank you. How do you think it affects them?
Listen, I think there's a lot of guys – probably. I mean, if you took everybody, there's a lot of guys that probably haven't played a whole lot of golf during this quarantine, depending on where they live in the world. And then there's some guys that have played every single day that have lived in Florida, where the golf course is never closed in Florida, and some of the rules were less here than in other places. So I think you're going to see have and have nots early on. The guys that, you know, never really shut it down are going to be in better position than those that just decided to pick up the club this week to get ready for 2 weeks from now. On the long term, it's interesting because we talked about Tiger being rested and healthy. This schedule is jam-packed. It is three majors. It's a Ryder Cup, and it's a FedEx Cup, and it's all in a tight, tight window. Where guys, I think, especially because they didn't play in 3 months, you also got to remember they're all independent contractors, so no one has gotten paid a dime. You're going to see guys playing a lot of golf consecutively, more than their body and their normal schedule had done in the past. So I think you might see some tired players, and early on I think you might see a discrepancy of just how much rust there is player to player.
Well, Tiger doesn't need any money. He's good, I think.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Just one more thing on Tiger, Ryan. His body looked lean. He looked thinner than he has in the past. I don't know if it's because he's wearing shorts and you get to see his legs or whatever, but, like, I wonder if,
well,
if that helps
skinny,
him.
Skinny, didn't they?
Yeah. I wonder if that is because, hey, drop some pounds, less stress on your back, which he's had issues with, and certainly his knees as well.
I think you're spot on for sure. I think that a lot of Tiger's physical ailments came by overdoing it in the weight room. You look right back at in the mid 2000s and the 2012. I mean, he was he almost looked like a linebacker. I mean, he was a big, burly guy, which was, if you go back to his junior days, he was just a super skinny guy that was super athletic. I think he's gotten way back to the flexibility and back to when he was young, as opposed to just building up strength.
Ryan, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, it was fun, guys. Anytime. Be good.
You got it. Ryan Burr of the Golf Channel. Good to chat with him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.